Two biggest utilities in Florida, Duke Energy and the parent company of Florida Power and Light, have just announced plans to cut emissions by more than half by 2030. North Carolina-based Duke wants to eliminate their carbon output by mid-century. TECO Energy hasn't yet gone that far, but the Tampa utility is branching out into one of the future paths of electrical generation in a converted citrus grove south of Lakeland. WUSF's Steve Newborn takes us to the company's newest solar farm and finds out why sheep are part of it.
The sun is hiding behind roiling clouds when I roll into a converted pasture just off US 98 between Lakeland and Bartow. A storm pushing in from the west is not the most ideal setting for a visit to the latest front for getting clean, renewable energy from the sun.
We are at the Lake Hancock solar facility. It was just being finished commissioning through the spring of 2019. It came over to operations in May of this year.
Paul Warren is senior manager of solar operations for Tampa Electric. Like TECO's parent company, Canada's Emera, he comes from a place not exactly known for its warming rays from above. Hints of Nova Scotia in his voice tell visitors he's not from Polk County.
It's about a 357-acre facility, and it puts out approximately 50 megawatts AC of power to a 69 kV grid.
What that means is when the sun is shining, this place can power 7,500 homes. But on this day, the sun is nowhere to be found.
Even though it's cloudy out, we are still making energy from this facility. You're not going to see the full output, but you will see energy because UV is coming through the clouds.
Warren says they get full energy out of the solar farm about a quarter of the time. That takes into account nights and rainy days. We walk through ankle-high brush to see how the panels track the path of the sun.
It's an electric-driven cylinder, and they know where in the sky. That's the sound of the trackers right there. They know where in the sky the sun is, and it will send a signal out to actually tell them what degree of angle to drive the tracker to.
For years, Florida has trailed behind other states and even northerly countries like Germany in solar energy. One of the reasons given is even though we're called the Sunshine State, it rains a lot. Things are finally changing. Susan Glickman of the advocacy group Southern Alliance for Clean Energy says it all boils down to one thing: cost. The price for renewables is getting cheaper and could in the near future be less than natural gas.
Adding utility-scale solar is essential to getting to where we need in Florida to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. So it's a good thing to see the utilities do more solar. In the long run, it's going to be cheaper because you take out the fuel cost.
There was grumbling from environmental groups recently when TECO moved to convert two coal-fired units at its Big Bend power plant to natural gas instead of using renewables. But spokeswoman Sherry Jacobs says the company is in the process of building 10 solar farms that will generate 600 megawatts. That's enough to power 100,000 homes.
When we're done with those 10 projects, 6% of the energy generated by our power plants will come from solar power. That's the highest percentage of any utility in Florida. And we definitely have more on the horizon.
And Warren says all this high technology is somewhat countered by a low-tech way of cutting the grass.
By using sheep, it actually reduces the cost for the customer. It also cuts down on emissions because we're not burning carbon fuels to mow the grass.
We won't talk about methane, though, right?
No, these aren't cows. I can't speak to that too much. I'm no expert on sheep.
But he is an expert on photovoltaic cells. And Warren says there are a few cloudy skies ahead for Florida's utilities. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.